This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking to our Hometown Hope featured organization for the month of April, and that is Hospice of Illinois. And so happy to have on the program with me the president and CEO of Hospice of Illinois, Travis Havens. Travis, it's good to have you on the program once again.
Dale, it's always great to be here. Thanks so much for having us.
Also, Heather Perez, the director of development there at Hospice of Illinois. Heather, as always, good to have you here as well.
We love being here, Dale. Thank you so much.
And I love having a Hospice of Illinois on because you do such great work over there. For those who just need a little bit of refresher, tell us where Hospice of Illinois is located at, Travis.
Yeah, absolutely, Dale. Hospice of Illinois is located here in Adrian. It's at 1903 Wolf Creek Highway, so pretty close. We kind of back up our beautiful hospice home, borders the golf course there, Hills of Illinois. And so just a beautiful setting that we're so blessed to serve on. And so we have our 8-bed hospice home is there on that campus, along with our administration offices where our team works out of to go serve the patients across the community, Dale.
Absolutely. And you do such a great job, and you have such a great team there all the time as well. You know, there's one thing that we wanted to mention about the fact that this is a great month to have you as a Hometown Hope organization for the feature because of a special day coming up in this month.
Yeah, absolutely, Dale. So just huge thank you to WLEN and the sponsoring partners for Hometown Hope. What a great grant program to really feature these local nonprofits that are working so hard to serve the community. So thanks to WLEN, thank you to AcroSure, and thank you certainly to McDonald's of Hudson and Adrian. We just appreciate it so much. And yeah, it makes great sense, Dale, for us to be the recipients, Hospice of Illinois, for April, because April is, on April 16th, is National Healthcare Decisions Day. And that is really a day recognized across the country to bring awareness to the importance of end-of-life planning and advanced care directive planning so that people can really make their wishes known so their family understands what they want and need during their final days of their life and what they would like done even during their funeral planning and thereafter. So we really feature a document that is so easy to use and so appropriate called the Five Wishes Document, Dale. And it's recognized across the country in 46 states as a legal document where people of any age, and believe me, it's never too soon to sit down and write out your plan with five wishes and take your family through this so they understand exactly what you want during those times. And if you ever get to the point where you have a life-limiting illness and you're unable to make your needs known at that time, you've already done that ahead of time with your family. So many people say, when it comes to the end of my life, I don't want to be a burden for the rest of my family, for my spouse or for my kids. And so we're out there educating, especially in April, to say, one of the greatest gifts that you can give your family to make sure that you're not the burden that you don't want to be for them.
Sure.
Set your wishes ahead of time. Use that five wishes document, Dale.
Absolutely. Now, you're going to be having special dates and times in order to make this happen, right, Travis?
Yes, absolutely, Dale. So we're always the experts when it comes to end-of-life planning and the Five Wishes document. So we do end-of-life and Five Wishes seminars all year long. You can call us anytime. We will come to your place of business. We do them at senior centers and service clubs and all kinds of partners across the community, libraries. We offer these free of charge throughout the year. But of course, during April and National Healthcare Decisions Day, we really hit it hard, Dale. We want to educate our community. And
sure.
So we have a few opportunities right at Hospice of Illinois on our beautiful campus and our beautiful conference room on April 15th at 9 a.m. and then April 17th at 1:30 p.m. and then on April 29th at 5:30 p.m. that we're going to offer these free seminars to teach about the Five Wishes document so people can come in and learn about that, ask questions to our experts, and then they can take as many copies of that Five Wishes document with them so that they can utilize that with their family. And again, that's right at Hospice of Illinois campus that we just talked about. And to RSVP for any of those sessions, you can just call our office at 517-263-2323 and ask for Stephanie Seidel, and she'll put you down to RSVP for that free event. Or you can email her at sseidel which is SEIDEL, at hospiceoflenawee.org to RSVP. And if you don't RSVP and didn't think of it, come anyway. We have space. Just come anyway and learn about the Five Wishes program and how important it is for your family.
You know, we mentioned about the fact that a lot of times that people think of these, that saying, well, this, you know, I've got time. I can wait until I, you know, maybe I retire and maybe thinking about this. But that's not necessarily the case, is it, Travis?
No, absolutely, Dale. It's a great point that you make. The sooner the better. Any time is the appropriate time to make sure that you lay out your wishes for your family, because tomorrow is never promised.
Exactly.
Death or end of life can be an uncomfortable topic, but we want to make it a normal topic because it's going to happen to everyone, Dale.
Exactly.
And so we want to make sure that we're here to support people. And the Five Wishes document, that's what's so nice about it. It's so user-friendly and takes you through every step of the way to where that you can make your wishes known. You can sit down with your family. They can be a part of that, your spouse and so on. And so often people say, oh my goodness, I didn't realize until we did the Five Wishes document exactly what my loved one wanted. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
And so the nice thing about it is completely legal. It does not have to be notarized. It does have to be witnessed, but it does not have to be notarized. And you can make your wishes known, and then you can change it as often as you need. It's a living, breathing document. You can change it, you know, every few months if you need to, but the idea is that it's there, and then your family knows what you want. That way, when the time comes and you can't make decisions for yourself, they can make them for you. You give a copy to your doctor. You know, you can. There's a little card that you can keep in your wallet so that people know that you have a Five Wishes document.
I didn't know that you had that too. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's cool.
Absolutely. It's right in there. So you can put it in your wallet so that people know that if anything were to ever happen, I have a Five Wishes document. And then your next decision maker should have a copy. Your doctor should have a copy. And then it's there and ready when it's needed.
This is such a great idea. You know, I just think this is wonderful. I mean, take the whole situation out of, you know, the hands of the people that will have to make those decisions, and you made them for them.
Absolutely, Dale. I can tell you, I just had an experience at the end of last year with a close family member, and, you know, unfortunately, the Five Wishes document had not been executed by them. And so it was really hard to watch a family and support them through that because it just wasn't set up when the person was able to. So it was a bit of a scramble. And so we don't want that for families, Dale. We want them to feel prepared and feel confident that they know what their loved one needs. And so the way to do it is through the Five Wishes document. And we are so happy to be the educators for that document across the community and be the experts so that we're walking alongside all of our community members throughout their journey.
Yeah.
It's never too soon to write out this document.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. What a great idea and what a great thing. We're going to go over to Heather now, and because you've got a great fundraiser that's going to be coming up a little bit later on, but we certainly want to get prepared for it.
Oh, we sure do. Everybody needs to save the date for June 12th. That is a Thursday, and we're having our signature event this year out at the White Birch Barn, Wedding Barn. It is a beautiful facility. If you haven't been out that way, it's out by MIS in Cement City, and they are gifting the facility to us for free. So
we're
so very excited and thankful to Amy and Pat Pelham for that.
Yeah.
But it's a Roaring Twenties speakeasy theme this year, and we're really going to lean into that theme. We have a lot of fun things planned, some great auction items live and silent. Right now, we're currently looking for sponsorships and items for our auction. We would love to partner with you. We have a lot of different ways we recognize our sponsors. And if you're interested in any of that, you can visit our Facebook page or our website, or certainly reach out to me personally at the 517-263-2323 number. And then my email is hperez@hospiceoflenawee.org.
hperez@hospiceoflenawee.org. Okay, and it's 263-2323.
Correct.
That number I can remember.
Yes. We locked that in about 42 years ago. We haven't been willing to give it up.
I don't blame you. So what is the time frame on that date? When is it going to be held?
Yes, it's going to start at 5:30 p.m. and we will have dinner from 6 to 8. Three Dudes and Dinner is providing the dinner again. It's going to be fabulous. We're going to have a DJ. I'm actually looking into the Tecumseh Big Band being there too. So stay tuned. I think that's going to happen. And then it will, at 8 p.m., we'll do our live auction and our mission moment. And then at 10 is when it will wrap up.
Okay. So how much are tickets?
Tickets are $100 per person, and that does include your dinner and all of your drinks for the evening. We will have beer and wine and a signature drink that night. So all of that will be included, entertainment and everything, raffles, all of that's included.
Okay. Do they have to dress up for the Roaring Twenties?
You do not have to dress up. You're certainly welcome to, and there will be a few of us that are leaning into this theme quite heavily. But no, you can come casually. Come in a golf shirt and shorts. We really just want people to have fun and a good time.
That's right. All right. Is there a deadline to get the tickets then?
The deadline would be once we sell 200, we're done. So there is a sense of urgency. People are starting to pick up those tickets right now, and we don't want to have any seating outside. So we just want to make sure we're limiting it to the 200, and everybody that comes will have a great time inside.
And that's wonderful that your location is giving the time and the building for you. And I think that's just a wonderful collaboration, Travis.
It really is. And it's such a blessing to have this event. We've had so much fun the last couple of years. And it's just really exploding in terms of the support that our community brings to Hospice of Lunaway. And people say, like, well, isn't Medicare paying you guys? Like, why do you need to have a big fundraiser like this and ask for so much support? And it's a very valid question for our community. And we absolutely do so many things that go above and beyond what Medicare requires and provides. And so, of course, our beautiful inpatient facility, one of only 15 in Michigan, certainly is not fully funded by Medicare. And then certainly our bereavement program that offers support for anyone that has suffered a loss in our community at no cost to the recipients, certainly well above and beyond. And then certainly we have a charity care program for anyone that can't afford our services or are underinsured. We have a charity care program, so we never turn away anyone based upon the ability to pay. And so all those things are why we can come out to this generous community and say, please help. Help us give the best end of life care possible to your community members. We do need that support, and our community has been so generous and been giving it to us for 43 years now.
That's right. And thus the reason why to get those tickets early, right, Heather?
Absolutely. They will sell out.
Yeah.
I'm predicting it.
Hey, one more thing that we want to cover while I have you here is the 5-star rating that you received, and from what I understand, received again.
We sure did.
And tell us about that 5-star rating.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so blessed to receive that rating from family members that we've served. So the rating specifically comes from family members that are given, a survey after. It's really an experience survey, more than just a satisfaction survey.
Sure.
Very in-depth survey that's sent to all the family members of patients that we have served. And so they rate us, and then all those ratings are tabulated and compared and all complicated sorts of fashions for Medicare, of course. And so then those ratings go to Medicare.gov, and you're put out there on that website so that you can compare that. And so we did achieve the 5-star last summer, which we were so excited about. And then there's a 6-month update or refresh, we call it. And we were again still noted as a five-star hospice, which again, one of only around 12 out of 183 hospices in Michigan to get that 5-star rating, Dale.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. It really is, and we're so fortunate, and that is why people come out to our events and that they give to our cause, to our noble mission, is because of that 5-star quality care that our really, really dedicated team is providing.
And once again, another good reason for that 5-star rating that you just received again is showing the quality of care that you give, and that it's never too early or too soon to look into hospice care, right, Travis?
Absolutely. So yes, definitely call us sooner. We'll come out there and take a look if somebody's needing some support. And then we are so connected and we have resources that if someone doesn't qualify based upon Medicare criteria to be served by hospice yet, we will help find resources and we will follow up with that family as long as they need until they are ready for hospice support. And then we walk alongside them in their journey. So absolutely. 5-star quality care. And we're always, I'm remiss anytime when we're talking to our community, Dale, to let people know that we're always looking for more great team members, especially RNs. RNs, we have a social work position open right now, and I think an aide position. So any of those clinicians that are out there and want to join a five-star agency, please reach out to us. Ask for Kim Jones, our Director of Human Resources, at 263-2323. We're always looking for more great people to walk alongside the others and give this five-star quality care.
Absolutely. I want to thank you so much for being on the program. Again, congratulations for being the recipient of the Hometown Hope for this month, and much success in the fundraiser coming up.
Thank you so much, Dale. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you as well. Heather Perez and Travis Havens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dale. Great to be with you always.
Hey, we've been talking about Hospice of Lenawee here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.